Okay, here we go. Ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Salzo, and we are going to continue to talk about this three appeals. And now we're on the second appeal, the maternal appeal of our Blessed Mother. She is the Queen of Heaven and Earth. And the appeal of the Queen of Heaven for her children to come into the kingdom of the divine will. And this is from the book, The Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. And she says, "Dearest daughter, I, Mary, feel the irresistible need to come down from heaven to make you my maternal visits." So as we read in the Book of Heaven and other places, we hear Our Lady saying that she's has the irresistible need to come down from heaven to make her maternal visits to us. So, you know, we hear of people with locutions, apparitions, and visions. Well, Our Lady wants everyone to hear her as the Mother of God, Theotokos. She wants each and every person to hear what she has to say to mankind. And so this is where we are today in this, the last century, all the apparitions of Our Lady, from Saint Our Lady of La Salette, to Fatima, to Our Lady of Lourdes, to Our Lady of Akita, Our Lady of Revelation in Rome. She wants us to get ready. And now she says she wants us to learn how to live the life of the divine will that she possesses. So she says this to Luisa, and now to us. "If you assure me of your filial love and faithfulness, I, Mary, will remain always with you in your soul to be your teacher, your model, and the example of a most tender mother." So here, these three promises is what Our Lady gives to those who read the Book of Heaven, who read and listen to what Our Lady has taught Luisa. She says, "I will always remain in your soul if you assure me of your filial love and faithfulness." So how do we have this proof to Mary? It's by wearing the scapular and praying the Holy Rosary. When we do this every day, and the third thing is attend First Saturday Masses. When we do this, if we have the opportunity, we are assuring the Blessed Mother that we want to love her as a true child of God and to be faithful to what she has asked the children that she has appeared to. And she says, if you do this, she says, "I, Mary, will always remain with you in your soul." So what happens is you have this fullness of life within you that you really begin to experience. You're never alone anymore. You're with the Blessed Mother. So she says, "I promise you that I will remain always with you in your soul. I will be your teacher. I will be your model. And I will be an example as your most tender mother." So here we have Our Lady showing us similarly to what she did with the children at Fatima, Bernadette at Lourdes, Sister Agnes in Akita, to Bruno in Rome, and to Melanie in La Salette. She is promising to be with us. What she said to Juan Diego, you know, "I am your mother. You know, I will be with you. So each and every one of us begins to experience this promise of Our Lady that she will be with us. And this is what she says. I come to invite you to enter the kingdom of your mother, the kingdom of the divine will. So this kingdom has been given over to the Blessed Mother. And this is what Jesus tells us over and over again when we read the Book of Heaven. She says, I, Mary, will knock at the door of your heart. Okay, so why? So that you will open it to me, and you must know this, that with my own hands, I am bringing you this book as a gift. So here, this connection with the Blessed Mother is so important. She says, I will knock at the door of your heart. And then we have to respond. We have to say, fiat to Mary, let it be done as you say. That we open our heart to the Blessed Mother. And that, she says, you have to know this, that I am bringing you this gift, this book, as the greatest gift that you can get from the Blessed Mother. As you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, you fall more in love with the Blessed Mother. She's speaking to your heart. She says, I offer this book to you with maternal care, so that in reading this book, you may learn in your turn how to live from heaven and no longer to live from earth. Think about that. We are going to learn with the Blessed Mother's words personally to us how to live of heaven, a life of heaven, and no longer a life of earth. It really is the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. She says this. She says, in this book, you will find the font, this bubbling water of all that is good. If you are weak, you will acquire divine strength. If you are tempted, you will achieve victory. Isn't this great? If you have fallen into sin, you will find the compassionate and powerful hand which will raise you back up again. Our Lady promises us this. She will be speaking directly to us as we read. If you feel afflicted, you will find comfort. If you are cold, you will find the surest way to get warm again. If you are hungry, you will enjoy the delicious food of the divine will. This is Our Lady's promises to us. This is what she wants us to know. This delicious food of the divine will is what Jesus ate. It's what our Blessed Mother ate. It's what God fed Adam before the fall. This first bread, the bread of the divine will. And so Jesus is getting us ready through his Blessed Mother to begin to eat again this first bread. She says, this is another promise of Our Lady. She says, with this you will lack nothing. You will no longer be alone, because your mother will keep you sweet company, and with all her maternal care will take on the commitment to making you happy. Why? We're going to end in holiness. Our Lady is holy, and she's giving us this holiness from heaven, this life of heaven, if we want it. So responding back to the Blessed Mother is what our Lord is asking of us. She says this, I, Mary, the celestial empress, I, Mary, will take care of all your needs, provided that you agree to live united with the Blessed Mother. Because when we're with the Blessed Mother, we're also with Jesus. Jesus and Mary cannot be separated. When we go to the Blessed Mother, we also go to Jesus. When we go to Jesus, we also go to the Blessed Mother. The new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary. So this is the last part we'll do today. If you knew my anxieties, if you knew my ardent sighs, if you also knew the tears that I shed for my children. We have seen, we have heard of the bloody tears of Mary, the tears of weeping, the tears of oil. She says, if we go to her, all her tears are going to be answered. She doesn't want to lose anyone. If you knew how I, Mary, burn with desire that you listen to my lessons. She's going to be teaching us. Luisa's not teaching us. It's Jesus and Mary teaching us with the Book of Heaven. If you listen to my lessons, all of heaven, she says, and learn how to live from the divine will. This is how Jesus lived. This is how Mary lived. Now the saints learned how to do the will of God. But to live in the will of God is what Jesus and Mary taught Luisa. So Luisa put it down on paper so that we can read how and why living in the kingdom of the divine will now on earth as it is in heaven has begun. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. Nothing will be as magnificent and beautiful as this. You will not find any of these words, the way and the how to live in the divine will, except through Luisa. She's the one that was given this gift. This is why Luisa is important for us. The more we study the Book of Heaven, the happier we become. The more we study the Book of Heaven, our worries, our fears, our anxieties, our complaints, our negativity disappear. Why? Jesus said to Saint Faustina, my final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. And as we get closer to Jesus through Mary, the happier we are. We go back to where Adam was before the fall to be in God's image and likeness. So we'll end there. And just remember, we'll go to the next part of this and our next talk. Okay. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.